Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to read verses 3 through 9. The Bible says, "Blessed be God, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the end, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." One of the ways we sometimes fail to see heaven is that of an investment. Oh, here on earth, we look at banks and IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and pension plans. We look at Wall Street as investments. We look at our house or our land or other items as investments. But, and none of that's wrong, especially for our money here on earth, but most people don't see heaven as a place to invest now. Just as we here in America have the Federal Reserve, God said in 1 Peter 1:4 that to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. In other words, there is a heavenly reserve. God is telling us that we can live here so that we are investing in that reserve for heaven in eternity. It's an investment that will never have a crash, never have a recession. Will you have to check to see if it has gains or losses. It's all going to be gain. You see, there's no bear or bull market in heaven. It's heaven's market that will keep compounding the interest. God has a good bit to say about us investing in heaven. Here's the thought that I want you to get, though. We do all of our investing with the life we live here on earth. You're not going to have time to invest once you get there. In other words, our years on earth are short compared to eternity. So I must plan to invest as much as I can for my eternity. Just as an earthly investment means you don't spend it everything that you have, you have to save it up, heaven is the same way. I want us to look at this a little closer today. Number one, our investment in heaven is partially due to our inheritance that God gives us. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 4, he's given us an inheritance. That inheritance, Romans 8:17, was given to us at salvation by becoming a child of God. What an interesting concept that is. Then you have Galatians chapter 4. And in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 7, God makes a very powerful statement to us. And he wants us to understand that this investment is amazing. "Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." We get this by our becoming a child of God. We inherit all of the wealth of heaven and what we can put up from earth into heaven. God blesses our life later by how we live now. But our investment now will never lose. Too many of us want to live life like the prodigal son and get our inheritance now. And we're wasting our eternity by living for now. Number two, our investment is earned by opposition, enduring problems, and persecution. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, perisheth." And we have to understand this opposition, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 12, and how we deal with problems here on earth determines the investment in heaven. If you go around throwing a pity party, getting everybody to get involved with your problems, I'm not saying don't seek advice or seek counsel. But when we call the whole church and tell them all of our problems and we want their pity, we've gotten our reward and there is no investment in heaven. Those who endure and keep on enduring without much attention here are investing in heaven. That's why God says, "Great is your reward in heaven," Matthew 5:12, 1 Peter 1:7, Luke 6:23. It's more precious than gold. We want to set up accounts here for people to invest for our sickness, and yet I'd rather trust God and let him take care of it. Number three, we need to focus on what we have in heaven more than what we focus here on earth. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 2, "Set your affection on things above and not on things on earth." Hebrews 10:34 talks about this. Maybe we ought not try to get the newest iPhone or newest computer and save some money and invest our time and our money in eternity versus having the newest and the best things right now. Maybe we should invest in missions instead of a newer vehicle. Maybe we should invest in our local church and the work of the church instead of maybe taking a bigger vacation. We need to focus more on investing in eternity than the immediate pleasures we have today. You know, spiritually, as much as it is financially. You can't spend everything and put some money away. You can't spend everything spiritually and have anything invested in heaven. Doesn't mean that you walk around like a monk. Doesn't mean that you do without any modern convenience in order to give more away. No, I'm not talking about that. No, but you go soul winning versus working overtime to pay for things that you bought. It's amazing to me, the story of the Good Samaritan. He may not even been a saved or a Hebrew person, but he took care of a Hebrew man. He took of his wealth and cared for him. I wonder how many people's needs go unmet because of our selfishness and our self-desires that we have to have everything and now we don't have the money to help somebody else. Be faithful to your church in tithing. Be faithful in the offerings. And let's invest in eternity. Let's have a great day today and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.